Chapter 5. Fire Support and Operations to Shape and Operations to Prevent. This chapter begins with a discussion on Army operations to shape the operational environment. Shaping operations are those activities that help to promote stability within a region. Section 2 discusses FS and Operations to Prevent. This chapter ends with the transition to large-scale ground combat operations. While they are a priority prior to conflict, operations to shape will continue through conflict and into the transition back to competition. Section 1. Operations to Shape Operational Environments. Army operations to shape the OE are those operations and activities that help to promote stability within a region, while simultaneously setting conditions should the situation shift from competition to military conflict. They help dissuade adversary activities designed to achieve regional goals short of military conflict. While they are a priority prior to conflict, operations to shape will continue through conflict and into the transition back to competition. FS and FA activities that contribute to operations to shape consist of, but are not limited to, participating in activities such as security cooperation, regionally assigned and aligned forces, and setting the theater for operations. Operations to shape also include foundational training strategies such as training, maintaining operational readiness, and contingency planning conducted by the various elements of the FS system. The Army and joint targeting process are critical during operations to shape. Security cooperation. Security cooperation activities include security assistance, security force assistance, SFA, and Foreign Internal Defense, FID. Foreign Internal Defense is the participation by civilian and military forces of a government or international organizations in any of the programs and activities undertaken by a host nation government to free and protect its society from subversion, lawlessness, insurgency, terrorism, and other threats to its security. JP 3-22. Security assistance includes U.S. government programs that enable the provision of defense articles, military training, and other defense-related services. Foreign military FS personnel attendance to FS-specific initial entry and professional military education schools such as Joint Fires Observer, the FA Basic Officer Leader Course B, and the FA Captain's Career Course are examples of FS and FA contributions to security assistance. Security Force Assistance is the Department of Defense activities that support the development of the capacity and capability of foreign security forces and their supporting institutions. JP 3-20. The focus of SFA is building the capacity and capability of foreign security forces, FSF, and their supporting institutions. Foreign security forces are forces, including but not limited to military, paramilitary, police and intelligence forces, border police, Coast Guard and customs officials, and prison guards and correctional personnel that provide security for a host nation and its relevant population, or support a regional security organization's mission. FM 3-22. SFA encompasses various activities from tactical to ministerial level. FS and FA personnel will primarily train, advise, and assist foreign security forces at the tactical and operational levels. FA battalion advisor teams and FS personnel within the Security Force Assistance Brigades, referred to as SFABs, are examples of SFA at the tactical and operational levels. In addition to Security Force Assistance Brigades, referred to as a SFAB, General Purpose Force, FS, and FA units may be assigned a mission of SFA. When determining goals for the FSF, it's important to fit them to the needs of the force. Success at SFA is determined by allowing the FSF to meet their own FS needs, not necessarily having them meet U.S. FS and FA standards. Potential areas that FA personnel can provide advice on include, but are not limited to, FS planning and integration, clearance of fires, and reconnaissance, selection, and occupation of a position. They may also advise the supported unit on training management to move them further towards independent growth. For more information on SFA, see ATP3-96.1. The focus of all U.S. FID efforts is to support the host nation's internal defense and development program to build the capability and capacity of the host nation to achieve self-sufficiency. FID is an Army SOF core activity. While SFA and FID have much in common, FID activities directly support organizing, training, equipping, advising, and assisting FSF to combat internal threats, while SFA prepares FSF to defend against external threats and perform as part of an international force. FS personnel, TA systems, and FS attack/delivery systems supporting SOF while engaged in FID activities are critical to force protection and to assisting FSF defend against internal threats. Regionally assigned and aligned forces provide a combatant commander with scalable, tailorable capabilities to shape the OE. At the tactical level, units will primarily conduct military engagement through combined training and exercises. Combined training and exercises allow multinational forces to validate shared procedures, terminology, graphics, and standards for FS and the delivery of FA fires. At all levels, units should maximize interoperable digital systems with multinational unified action partners when possible to verify the FS communications plan. Regionally assigned and aligned forces can also shape the environment by identifying ports, runways, roads, potential operation areas, PAAs, and ammunition holding areas for follow-on forces. Foundational training activities contribute to operations to shape by providing a competent, credible, deployable force to leaders at the strategic level. Examples include FS and FA personnel participate regularly as members of the Combined Arms Team in combat training centers, rotations, and warfighter exercises, obtaining necessary skills through attendance at FS and FA functional courses such as JFO, FA Mechanic, Additional Skill Identifier Uniform 6, Master Gunner, Special Technical Operations, referred to as STO, and the Joint Operational Fires and Effects course are critical to ensuring competent FS personnel at all levels. The Theater Army serves as the ASCC of the Geographic Combatant Command. The Army Service Component Command is the command responsible for recommendations to the Joint Force Commander on the allocation and employment of Army forces within a combatant command, JP3-31. As an ASCC, the Theater Army executes several functions in support of the Ground Component Command, executing the combatant commander's daily operational requirements, setting the theater, setting the joint operations area, serving as a JTF or Joint Force Land component for crisis response and limited contingency operations. The TFC and TFE is designed to develop, nominate, and integrate effects on joint targets across the theater. This support to joint targeting enables setting the theater and shaping for the JFLEC, Field Army, and Corps. The TFC ensures the Army's contribution to the joint targeting process is effectively planned and executed during the competition phase, and can seamlessly transition to execution in a conflict phase. This also provides greater deterrence options for the theater. The TFC senior officer in the TFC/TFE serves as FISCORD to the ASCC/Theater Army commander. Setting the theater. Soldiers from Hawaii-based FA unit provided fire support for a combined arms task force during a Pacific Pathways exercise. Pacific Pathways is a training exercise program run by United States Army Pacific, with the goal of expanding the Army's engagement in the Pacific region by linking multiple military exercises together. The combined arms task force conducted various live fire exercises, enhancing gunnery and fire support skills, along with strengthening relationships with the partnered host nations. Section 2. Operations to prevent conflict. Enemy leaders must be made to understand clearly that, if they choose to move militarily, no longer will there be a status quo antebellum, something to be restored. Rather, the situation they themselves have created is one which will be resolved on new terms. General Don A. Starry. Army operations to prevent include all activities to deter undesirable actions by an adversary. While these activities are normally focused on preventing a shift from competition to military conflict, they may also occur during conflict to prevent further escalation. These operations are typically in response to indications and warnings that an adversary intends to take military action counter to U.S. interests, or in response to adversary activities that are ongoing. Prevent activities are intended to change an adversary's risk calculus. Regardless of the methods used to raise the potential cost of an adversary, the primary deterrent is the demonstrated ability of a properly manned, equipped, and trained joint force to prevail in large-scale ground combat operations. Fire support and FA activities that contribute to operations to prevent consist of, but are not limited to, the participation in activities such as flexible deterrent operations, flexible response operations, setting the theater, and force tailoring. Elements of the FS system will also have an important role in initial deployment into a theater of operations, including echeloning CPs, and integration with the initial employment of intelligence collection assets. A flexible deterrent option is a planning construct intended to facilitate early decision-making by developing a wide range of interrelated responses that begin with deterrent-oriented actions carefully tailored to create a desired effect. JP50. An example of a flexible deterrent option for a FA unit is the movement of an FA battalion into a position where it can range potential HPTs. Other examples include standing up at an FAA HQ, deploying long-range fires assets that could provide joint seed or strike HPTs, or establishing a counterfire HQ and deploying the appropriate firing units. Flexible deterrent options are pre-planned actions designed to de-escalate the situation that must be carefully weighed by theater-level leaders against the potential that they may unintentionally elevate tensions. Flexible deterrent. An example of a flexible deterrent is the Regionally Aligned Forces mission assigned to the Multiple Launch Rocket System Rotational Battalion in the Korean Theater of Operations. Each of the firing batteries, with enablers from headquarters and headquarters battery and forward support company, deploy to a combat outpost for a total of 4.5 months of an 8-month deployment. The battalion's mission is to work closely with Republic of Korea forces as a deterrent option to North Korean aggression. Units assigned missions during operations to prevent generally have branch plans that describe how they can respond should a situation escalate. Those plans describe conditions that are created or maintained to reduce the risk to the overall mission of the force. The sequencing of forces into theater and their subsequent AO considers risks to the mission. Successful operations to prevent ensure that tensions and conditions do not escalate further. The very nature of these operations implies that the forces assigned to this task have the capacity to conclude the situation with force. While this is a powerful message to an adversary, there is always the potential for misinterpretation of friendly actions, and those misinterpretations leading to large-scale ground combat operations. To reduce the risk of escalation, the theater army considers the initial rules of engagement, force positioning and posture, weapon control status, and operating parameters, for example, communication with all echelons of command for shared understanding, underwriting risk. A flexible response is the capability of military forces for effective reaction to any enemy threat or attack with actions appropriate and adaptable to the circumstances existing. JP50. Flexible response systems are generally punitive in nature, responding to an offensive action by the enemy, and may mark the transition from competition to conflict. Often, the ability to provide a credible, flexible response system can act as a flexible deterrent option to deter an adversary's planned offensive action. An example of a flexible response activity involving FS would be executing strikes with air-to-surface or surface-to-surface fires against designated HPTs. Flexible response. In Operation Inherent Resolve in 2017, armed Syrian army units aligned with hostile paramilitary forces demonstrated threatening actions against U.S. forces and its partners. After significant and appropriate warnings to cease the threatening actions, U.S. forces conducted lethal air-to-surface strikes as a response, resulting in multiple destroyed Syrian ADA and artillery organizations. The remainder of the Syrian army units withdrew, and the threatening actions ceased. Depending on the adversary's indirect fire capabilities, counterfire may also be required as part of a flexible response option. FA leaders must develop an integrated counterfire plan as part of operations to prevent, and to be fully prepared for what may be a rapid transition from competition to conflict. This should include the designation of a counterfire HQ and the delineation of counterfire responsibilities among subordinate units, as well as clearly defined ROE to prevent unintentional escalation. For more on counterfire operations, see ATP 3-09.12. The geographic combatant commander is responsible for setting the theater in order to establish favorable conditions for the rapid execution of military operations and the support requirements for a specific OPLAN during crisis or conflict. In operations to prevent military conflict, the geographic combatant commander will establish a JTF HQ. Transitioning from shape to prevent, targets will be continuously developed, validated, and added to the restricted target list and the Joint Integrated Target List. Army HQ in the roles of JTF or LCC must ensure personnel within their formation are properly trained and certified to integrate into targeting work centers capable of basic, intermediate, and advanced target development to the joint standards outlined in the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff Instruction 3370.01 Charlie and Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff Instruction 3505.01 Delta. Force tailoring is the process of determining the right mix of forces and the sequence of their deployment in support of a Joint Force Commander, ADP 3O. Artillery leaders in the TFC and TFE advise the ASCC on what types of AF units and fire support assets will best meet the needs of the combatant commander, as well as the suggested sequencing for those units into the AOR. Regionally aligned forces will likely be among the first forces designated for employment by the geographic combatant commander. FS personnel at theater level should begin coordinating with FA units as soon as they are aligned to the region to begin integrating them into potential theater security cooperation or contingency plans. Force projection is the ability to project the military instrument of national power from the United States or another theater in response to requirements for military operations, JP3O. As a theater escalates towards military conflict, force projection can become a race between friendly forces and the potential enemy force to have operational capabilities in theater first. Upon arrival in theater, units will conduct reception, staging, onward movement, and integration. The Secretary of Defense established the Global Response Force in 2008 to enhance the nation's ability to respond quickly to a wide range of contingencies. Global Response Force, forces critical to operations to shape and prevent. The Global Response Force is the Army's designated unit for ensuring joint operational access through the concept of joint forcible entry. The Global Response Force is capable of executing a wide variety of missions required by combatant commanders that are joint and multinational in partnership and respond to a hybrid threat in any environment. Hybrid threat, the diverse and dynamic combination of regular forces, irregular forces, terrorist forces, or criminal elements unified to achieve mutually benefiting effects, ADP 3O. These mission profiles are below, and most include elements of the FS system. Joint Task Force Mission Command, Joint Forcible Entry, Conduct Raid and Direct Action, Non-Combatant Evacuation, Fixed Site Security and Defense, Joint Targeting, implementation of an exclusion zone, foreign humanitarian assistance, stability operations,